Allah Ta'ala in the Qur'an Hakim has stated, in a specific verse of the Qur'an, Allah has stated that if any man, if he does one good deed, then Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala gives the reward 10 times over. 10 times over. A good deed, an action, and it's not specifically about a specific action, a specific good deed. Any good action, any type, small scale, large scale, medium scale, if it's a good deed, a good action, to get reward, to please Allah, then straight away, immediately, Allah Ta'ala increases the rank of that person, gives the levels, the reward, 10 times over. So this is a special reward that Allah has given to the people of Iman, the people of belief. And in this light, on this basis, in this verse, the Mufassireen, the commentators of the Qur'an, have presented a hadith. And this is a very beneficial point, alhamdulillah, praise be to Allah. And a very big reward that is found in this hadith that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam has told us about. May Allah Ta'ala allow all of us to do amal on this. Ameen. Now, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam stated that two good habits are such that if any individual becomes regular, habitual in implementing these two actions, two habits are such that if a person becomes regular in implementing those good habits, then that person will enter into Jannah, into paradise. Alhamdulillah. Tell me, what a great statement. What a great statement. Alhamdulillah. People like us, miskeen, poor people, downtrodden, lazy, bone idle, people who have no passion, then Allah Ta'ala's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam has opened the doors for us, that the love and the favor he has bestowed on the ummah, this even the smallest of actions that a person, a common man, carries out, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has given us such formulas and methods that to go into paradise is so easy and no one can lose out. No one can lose out. And further, another beautiful point that has been stated here to solidify this ease and passage into Jannah, that not just that you have to be regular in practicing these two actions, but they are very minor in scale. Subhanallah. The habits are very, you could say, easy, common, not hard to do, very small. But Rasulullah said, but very few people will implement this habit, these two habits. Big statement. Big statement. In other words, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that I am giving you such an easy formula, easy actions to implement, that so that you can go into Jannah in any way, so you can enter into paradise. And so easy things I'm telling you, Rasulullah SAW said, very simple. In other words, what do we see is that there's no mujahidah here. There's no extra strenuous effort to carry out. Just two small habits that we need to create. Just like someone's got a habit of eating pan or smoking a cigarette. This is a habit, or drinking tea. Someone likes eating a certain food. They keep on chewing that chura in their mouth, and they don't speak to anybody because they've got that tobacco in there. You know, you roll it up in a leaf and you chew it, and it's very nice. And people run towards certain habits and actions. So what's this that we're being prescribed or advised? That the person who's eating, ask that, and the person who doesn't eat, he doesn't. He's not. He's surprised. Why are you chewing this leaf, or why are you chewing this matter? But he's got a habit, and he says, "Why are you eating this?" He says, "Oh, you don't know the enjoyment. This allows my food to digest. If I don't have this, then my food can't digest." Now, many doctors say the chura is this. It's not good for you. It's bad for you. But he won't listen to anyone and say, "Whatever it is good for me, and I enjoy it." So Allah's beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, leave all these minor things, these two habits I'm telling you, chew on these. Chew on these, then we'll understand what I'm saying. Yeah? So do you understand what I'm saying? So all the food will be digested, said Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Why? Because what did Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam tell us? Wow, every word of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was like an ocean, a vast ocean. He said, I'm not telling you the amal, I'm just telling you a habit. And to bring a habit into your life, monkeys like us straight away will. It is so easily to habits come into your life that if you sit in a taxi or in a car and a person smoking, and it's just become a habit. And then the fragrance will come, oh, I like that cigarette. And then he'll go and buy the same cigarette. So let me see. He doesn't even have to light the cigarette, that person. And he'll look at the matches. I've seen many people, they're trying to strike the matches, and then they're trying to suck in the cigarettes. And after a few days, he'll be the best, the champion in smoking cigarettes. And he'll be running around, habit, oh please, I need to leave cigarettes, give me a taweez, an amulet, and smelly breath, and his teeth are yellow. But Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is tabib, he's the physician. He said, stop all of these bad habits, brother, the habit that I'm giving to you, bring that into your life. If you follow the habits that I am telling you, you'll go into paradise. If you follow my habits, you'll go into paradise. So it may be a minor action. And we have to do other things. We have to, for example, peel the food. Then first the pan is taken out, the leaf. And then the matter that goes inside is ground and rubbed. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, this is a minor thing. There's no strenuous effort, no hard work, no wudu, no staying up in the night, no traveling anywhere far. Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam saying, if it's easy, then obviously it will be easy. Say Subhanallah. Because when Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam prescribes something, then it automatically becomes easier. Remember this point, that Subhanallah. These are words from the blessed statements and tongues of the pious people. He says, even if a pious elder gives us an amal, says, do this, then consider it very easy. Remember this point of mine. You may sound hard, I have to do 1,000 tasbihs, this many hundred of this, and it's hard. But shaitan will attack you mentally first. Oh, this is too hard. What's being prescribed to you as the wazifa, the lesson the teacher is giving to you by Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and likewise the walis of Allah. The barakah of Rasulullah is such that when the wali of Allah, the shaykh, gives a wazifa, a lesson to a student, if he accepts it with honest heart, then it becomes very easy to implement. It's very lightweight. Don't look at the quantity, look at the number. Say, my husband has told me this, this cannot be hard. Shaitan speaking rubbish. If I do this amount, this volume, it'll be very easy for me to do. So this is the blessed statement of Nabi al-Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he said that this action is a minor, then it'll be extremely minor. So what I'm trying to say is that everybody today has to promise that this is a very minor action, and all of us are going to what? We are all going to do this. We're going to do this, inshallah, inshallah, mashallah. Good, good. That's what we need to understand. If the Prophet ﷺ is saying it's easy, then it's super easy. We don't have to say, oh, I can't do it, how will I do it, when will I do it? No, just do it and you'll see it's so easy. Because Rasulullah ﷺ has prescribed it to us. So Nabi ﷺ said, but although it's very easy and minor, there'll be very few and far between people doing this. Allahu Akbar. So what I'm trying to say is, what is the reason that we won't do this amal? If we control that reason, then this amal will become easy for us. MashaAllah. What a beautiful formula. Is there anything left now that we cannot benefit from? No, no nukta, no hidden point. Just amal. Let's just learn this action and practice on it. And we don't even have to practice it. We just have to make a habit of it. The habit will automatically make us implement the action. Okay, so now what is the action that Rasulullah mentioned? Or the two habits. The first habit, habit number one. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that after every salah, do you understand what I'm saying? After every prayer, how many prayers in the day? MashaAllah. Do we pray? Do you pray? Do you pray? Yes, safi awwal in the front row with takbir ula. Put your hands up if you pray the 5 times salah in the front row with takbir ula. That's called a person who prays salah in the kitab ula. The rest are monkeys, animals. Yeah? So the person who prays salah with takbir-e-ula, with the initial takbir, he will get this ajr. Yeah? So, not that he's coming after. Okay, fair enough, if you're forced to, there's a problem, there was traffic, you got late. That's another point, Allah Ta'ala knows best. But a person who comes late, perhaps, no, it's alright, I'll get there, I'll sit in the final tashahud, and he stops and he's chit-chatting, having a chat. He stood at the shop, and something from the shop is stopping him, or he's speaking nonsense. Okay, for example, so he's going to Salah, somebody, but the car got stuck in traffic or delayed. He started doing wudu, it took long doing wudu. And some people, it takes long. Poor souls that, you know, doing wudu, it takes long. So such a valid excuse for which he says astaghfar and he goes to the prayer, Allah Ta'ala will give fadl. And apart from that, there's no excuse that a person can present. So every salah, after every salah, what should we do? Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has told us, we have to make this a habit. We need to chew on this. How? That 10 times we have to recite some verses, kalimats. How many times? 10 times over. What are these kalimats? Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar. Subhanallah. So which kalimats? Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar. With this tartib, remember, if Nabi Al-Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is telling us a wazif, or if a sheikh prescribes something, we do it in the same way, the same amount, with the same letters, no more, no less. Otherwise you'll spoil the wazifa, the prescription. There was a sahabi, he asked Rasulullah sallam for something to recite. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him what to do, and he followed that instruction. And obviously Rasulullah SAW gave him something beneficial, was it durood? And Nabi SAW said, what did I tell you to do? So rather than Nabi, he said Rasul. He said, what is this? That stop here. So I didn't say to you, I said Nabi. I told you to say Nabi, you will have to say the word Nabi when he repeated. So what we realize is that whatever is prescribed, we have to do in that same way, the same quantity. Do you understand what I'm saying? Now here a question arises, let me take the doubts away. Let me make a doubt go. We recite 33 times, this is the sunnah. We say this, isn't it? So don't mix that with this. Remember this, that the benefit of this is totally different. Say subhanallah, subhanallah. Yes, so this is something that's on its own. That's a different action. The fadail carry on with that. Yes, there's no guarantee. I don't know. I'm not speaking about that. But this point, the benefit of this is totally different and unique. This is separate. We need to make this a separate habit. If that you're doing, fine. If you don't, we don't know. You have to do that, fine. Carry on with that. But this point that we're discussing, this is separate. This is unique as an action. Do you understand what I'm saying? Yeah. So how many times do we recite? How many times? 10 times over. First kalima, subhanallah. Then alhamdulillah. Then Allahu Akbar. Not la ilaha illallah, I'll get more reward. Which shaitan says, oh, say la ilaha illallah, bring this in between, mix it. Na'udhu billah, na'udhu billah. No, we follow the prescription that we've been given. Yeah, because maybe I forgot to say this, the shaitan sometimes tries to deviate us or take us, to make us do extra or think we're doing better away from what we've been advised. So we need to be cautious. Yeah, and those who are cautious, they are the ashiks. What they understand, what they've been prescribed, just like Rasulullah's ashik with the sahaba, the companions, they came, Ya Rasulullah, please tell us that do this, recite this. I won't do more than this, I won't do less than this. And the announcement came that if you want to see a jannati, then follow this person. Because he has accepted what I've said, and he's accepted the amal empty, end of story, and he's not brought any other action or feelings or extra or less into it. And this is the aqeedah that we should have. Do you understand what I'm saying? So don't mix this action that we're learning today with the other actions that we're doing. This is unique that the Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has prescribed to us. So this habit, we need to make this habit whether we're ill or sick. That's a habit. Wherever you are, then the pan comes out of the pocket. Even if you're a guest somewhere, you'll go to the toilet. I'm coming just in 2 minutes, and you'll take out the leaf and whatever the tobacco, and you'll chew on it. So this is a habit that I'm telling you, the definition of habit. Yes? And this is the point, that wherever you are, travel, up or down, tired, whenever you pray Salah, straight after that, Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, this Allahu Akbar, 10 times over each. And this is very simple. And then it's stated that when you go to sleep, the second habit, when you go to sleep, then don't backbite, don't lie, don't speak nonsense, don't think about left or right or business, ups and downs, dunya. Sleeping is detaching ourselves from the dunya. Don't think about anything else. Shaitan comes from all angles to make you fight, argue with the wife, children you'll hit, money, counting, distress, problems, blood pressure. Happens many times that person, he gets the attack of blood pressure. Remember this as well. Remember this. That many times a blood pressure attack and people get stroke is whilst they are sleeping. Yes, at that time the blood pressure goes high. Why do we get high blood pressure? Thinking, dwelling over things, stressed out. At that time a person's sleeping, but the machine inside him is so much run into the dunya and his heart is working overtime. All the issues and the problems come at that time, and then the blood goes high in pressure, high blood pressure at that time. And then the person becomes paralyzed, stressed out, stroke. So what do we need to do? What habit do we need to have? Subhanallah, wake up healthy. Yes, Mulana, what is the habit that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam told us? Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam stated that when you go to sleep, what should we do? At that time, the amal has also begun. What should we do at that time? That 34 times Allahu Akbar, 33 times Alhamdulillah, and 33 times Subhanallah. This is Tasbih Fatimi. And this is different. Yeah, don't mix it. This is another wazifa. This is a habit that's been made. So don't mix this with Tasbih Fatima. So what do we do first? Allahu Akbar. Huh? Not Subhanallah first. It's the same thing we do this way. No. If Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has stated in the hadith, then we have to copy the hadith literally. First is Allahu Akbar. How many times? 34 times. After that, Alhamdulillah. Is it Subhanallah? Alhamdulillah, mashallah, you've learned the lesson. After that, subhanallah, alhamdulillah. So, Allahu Akbar. So, what's first? Allahu Akbar. Then, alhamdulillah. Then, subhanallah. So, don't forget the order, otherwise, you'll be upside down. So, recite it like this whilst you're sleeping. Subhanallah. So, when these two habits are made, then our Master sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that this person is a jannati, paradise. He's in paradise. How easy is Jannah for us? How easy, tell me. And in this, there's so many barakat that these kalamat, these verses, it's not like I'm doing umrah, then I'll recite this as well. And if I do something wrong, I'll recite these kalamat. And whatever bad I do, haram, and I'll recite these kalamat, I'll go to Jannah. No, cannot be. If Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam is given a guarantee of the reward after this amal, this person will go to paradise, then the speciality, the special precondition of the amal is that amal takes away those sins far from that person's life that will take a person into hellfire. Remember this. So many barakat in these two habits, that in the insan, those actions that will deliver him to hellfire, the words Alhamdulillah, due to this habit, they will end. As a sheikh said a beautiful point. Remember I recited a verse first. Remember in the beginning, and then I started the discussion after that. What was that verse? Man ajara, the verse that I mentioned in the beginning. The Urdu, the translation of that is that whichever individual does a deed, how much ajr will he get? 10 times over. Yes? That 10 times over, multiply 10 times, the reward will come. This is the verse that I recited, isn't it? So here, the beautiful tafsir that comes is that these three kalamats that Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has given us a beautiful prescription that you can multiply them 10 times over. How many times? 10 times. That's the soul of Allah. That whatever person does a good deed, it will be multiplied by 10. Yes? So how many times? First after salah, how many times? We get 1500 good deeds. 1500, subhanallah. And, yeah, so if you multiply by 10, each 10, you get 100. And when you sleep in the night, the best time, those kalamat that we recite, how many deeds then? 1000, subhanallah. So 1000 plus 1500. How many do we get? What's the total? So all people are saying, hey, businessmen, take money out, counting. Why are you now not speaking? You don't know how to count the deeds, you know how to count money. So how many deeds? Now you're speaking. 2,500. So it's stated that insan, the human being, when he goes to his bed, then how many good deeds will he have? Forget everything. How many deeds will he have? 2,500. There are other deeds as well. But these are those recommended deeds that Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has put a stamp, a seal on this, that these are approved. Approved. So you will take these with you when you depart. The other deeds we don't know. The Quran, Hadith, what we recite. There's no guarantee, but there's a guarantee here that Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is giving. That you will take this to your bed. How many? 2,500. So now let's ask. That today we're living in a bad generation. That 2,500 sins, who will go with 2,500 sins to his bed when he sleeps? Yes? Who is it that takes people's money or wealth or hits people? So there are people, there are bad habits in mu'mins. So who is there that 2,500? So it's stated that today he's taken 2,500 sins to the bed. And Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how much is favor and mercy and love on us, that how he's saving us. Say subhanallah. Recite Durood Sharif once. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina wa Mawlana Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina wa Mawlana Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sallam. Kathiran kathira. What a great status of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Every mu'min is being given a big protection. Are you enjoying what I'm saying? I'm getting a lot of enjoyment in the discussion I'm having. How much protection we get here is that all of the bad actions we do during the day, then we go to the bed, retire the night with the sins. When we do this amal in the day, then we'll get 2,500 good deeds. The quality of good deeds is that good deeds suppress the sins. So the sins that you take with you at bedtime, the good deeds will overwhelm them and you'll go to your bed clean and pure. And if maut comes, death comes, then وَدْخُلُ الْجَنَّةَ say subhanallah, subhanallah. What a great formula. This is a great formula. Chest of treasure. Chest of treasure. It's a bullet of treasure. A bullet of gifts. That takes a person to Jannah. And the next thing that's stated is very dangerous. Yeah, is this hard, my brothers? Tell me the truth. Is there anything easier than this? You're praying Salah. After the recite 10 times over each. Don't know. You're going to sleep. Does it take long to sleep? You're lying down on your bed. 34 times. Then 33 times. Then 33 times. It doesn't even take 3 minutes to do each action. Is this a minor thing? It's a minor thing, but Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has also told us now, look here, that Rasulullah is telling us everything, that you will do these actions, you will commit sins. Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam knew that the ummah and the human beings, what are their bad habits? That very few and far between will you find people who will carry out these actions. Allahu Akbar. Yani, there will be such shaitan, and the people who are doing these amal that we've just discussed, even they won't be present in this day and age. So even the door to Jannah through these two actions will be closed. So we'll say inshallah we will act out. We will act these, we will implement these actions. Why? Because the reason has been told, subhanallah, that Rasulullah said, I'll tell you the reason why there'll be very few people, few and far between, who won't be doing these actions. What's the reason? The Prophet has telling us the reason. So if the Prophet has told us the reason and we understand the reason, then obviously we will do the actions in a proper way. So what is the restriction that is stopping us, preventing us from doing these two habits? And the Prophet said that this is the reason why people will not carry out these two actions. What are the reasons? Do you understand what I'm saying? You don't understand the reasons. What reason will stop us or prevent us from carrying out these two simple actions, good deeds? What will prevent us? What will stop us? So I'll tell you the reason as well, said Rasulullah. Have determination, have courage, and don't let that reason come near to you. So the Sahaba Ikram were sitting, the noble companions, all of the Sahaba, and they're all shocked and surprised. The O Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they asked a question that this is such a good deed, very simple, very light. But even then there will be few people doing this deed. They won't do this deed. And the Prophet said, yeah, there's a reason for this. There's a reason. Then Nabi said, what can be the reason? Subhanallah. Allah's Nabi said that first, let's hear the words of this hadith again. There are few reasons that have been told to us. What are the reasons? The first reason that prevents people to do these two habits regularly is that I will tell you such a deed, said the Prophet in the hadith, that whoever observes this practice, whoever observes this practice, these habits. And what does it mean, observe? The Prophet ﷺ said that whoever is habitual, regular in implementing these, say subhanAllah. And regularity is a must. And this is what we call tasawuf. If you go to a sheikh and there's a majlis, then he says that, yes, I'm going to regularly attend this majlis. It doesn't matter if I do dhikr after that or not, whatever. But I'm going to be regular in this gathering. And if he's regular in this gathering and he's always present, then the path to Jannah for that person will open, because he's steadfast. Because the biggest condition to get close to Allah, doesn't matter what we do, even if it's the greatest sheikh you're bayah with, the biggest condition is that the amal we do, we should be steadfast on those amal. Regularity, consistency. And if a person grabs hold of consistency and regularity, alhamdulillah, that's been prescribed to us. That what the sheikh prescribes to the murid, the student, you have to do this action, don't do that action, leave this wrong action, do these good actions. If the student is punctual and regular and habitual, then he has attained supreme success. The biggest amal, the greatest deed, to get close to Allah is to be regular and steadfast in a certain action. So for this, you can say even minor action, Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said first and foremost, that whoever is cautious and observe this, so come, let's first promise that whatever happens, we will never leave this amal, never. Say inshallah, inshallah. Because now we've got the path to paradise. And the path to eliminating the sins. How many sins will be wiped away and we'll have a nice sleep in the night with peace and satisfaction. What a great path we'll be given. So one thing, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said that don't leave regularity. Be consistent and punctual, habitual in carrying out these deeds. The other reason is that when the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, I tell you two times. One is the time of Salah and the other one is when going to sleep. So in Salah, what occurs to insan is that shaitan, he attacks at the time of salah. Remember this, because salah is such a great action. Salah, prayer, that you can say salah with regards to du'as and prayers, the most valuable time, close to Allah spiritually, and Allah Ta'ala is accepting of the deeds, and there's no deed that is better than salah in getting the acceptance from Allah. If we want something, then always ask after salah. To this extent that doesn't matter how many du'as you know, how much you know, ask how much you know. Ask. Request. If you're praying nafil salah, then ask. And Allah Ta'ala's Nabi has taught us that this whole thing is a du'a. That person, what do? We just pray salah. Look at our salah. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, Rahman Rabbil Jalim, Muqim Salati, Wumidhu Rabbana, Wattakabu Dua, Salam Alaikum Wattullah, Salam Alaikum Wattullah. And that's it. End of prayer. Rabbana Allahumma Anta Salam, Wuminka Salam, Tabarakta. And then we just go. We leave. What have we asked from Allah? What? Yes? Then we'll go outside and ask, speak to people. Imagine, Allah Ta'ala is the Shahinshah. Allah, the King of Kings, and the doors open to ask from Allah, and the tariqah. The method, my brothers, in salah, if we don't ask from Allah, then what will we ask for? When will we ask? We can ask in ruku, in sujood, subhanallah. You can ask as many du'as as you want to Allah, from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whatever you need. Is this not the case? So salah, which is a fantastic, brilliant action, which creates a link between Allah and His servant. So the most... you can say effort of shaitan is spent on detaching a person from prayer. He whispers, he attacks on the heart, on the ears. He makes us consumed in the world, immersed in the world, business and talking to others. But alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah, a human being is very powerful. Allah Ta'ala has given us power and he still, the mu'min, prays salah, he ignores shaitan. Say subhanallah, subhanallah. So this is a very important point. And a person when he's in ruku or sujood, shaitan tries to put him off. He's hearing shaitan. He can see that shaitan's trying to influence him. But he'll say, Allah, I'm hopeful in you that you will accept my ibadah. And the salah is then accepted. But it's not the enjoyment, is it? It's no enjoyment there. That he's made us, for example, there were things to ask for and we haven't asked for them. So why? Because the point that I've told you, the wazifa, Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, remember one point, that when you finish praying salah, and you say, okay, let's recite these kalimats that have been prescribed by the Prophet, then always shaitan will instill into your mind or brain such a point, a statement, or will make you say an excuse, or will make you feel that you're in a rush and he'll take you away from there. So be careful of this. The shaitan, he will attack when you start to do these two good deeds. And if there's anything that's making you, even if you get up, then sit up. Say subhanallah, subhanallah. And say, shaitan, I'm not interested in your attack. Yes, so if you want to do something, you forget. It's not forgetting, it's shaitan who makes us forget. Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has told us the tariqah. So we need to implement this, doesn't matter what happens. And then we come back to the same position, do tasbih, etc. Inshallah, if you are habitual in this, regular, punctual, then alhamdulillah, that leaf of paan will be chewed in your mouth so much. You just feel like keeping it on the tongue. You say, no, I don't need this anymore. My salah is more satisfying. I've left something in my salah. And you will not leave salah, you'll go back to it. So now comes the night amal, the deed in the night. So why would we leave this amal in the night? What's the reason for this? Very easy. The hukum that's been given is that whilst sleeping, subhanallah, say subhanallah. Say it again, subhanallah. So a person goes to bed, he's tired, he's tossing and turning. This is a very dangerous scenario. So what does a person do? As soon as he lies down, he knows he's got to recite. As soon as he lies down, and if we sit and snore, then imagine how the snores travel from there, how loud they are. Subhanallah. Hey, after Fajr, even after a few hours, the snoring will start. So what happens there? Tell me that, for example, the lights off, there's no proper bed. And Allah's Nabi Sallallahu said, remember one point, there you will feel like sleeping, but you are not going to lie down and sleep. Say Subhanallah. So you have to keep that thing that takes the feeling of sleepiness away from you. And if you, inshallah, prepare to get away from influence, then when your eyes close, your finger will move, you will do dhikr of Allah, you will do the right actions at that time. So it's stated, what do we do when we sleep? We have to be very careful, lie down. And whilst, soon as we lie down, first and foremost, how many times? Repeat again. How many times? 34. What do you have to recite? What do you have to recite? Allahu Akbar. That's it. Say it loudly. Yes? After that, 33. What do we recite? Alhamdulillah. After that, 33. How many times? 33 times, Subhanallah. So first Allahu Akbar, 34. Then after that, Subhanallah, 33. And then Alhamdulillah, 33. The mashayikh have spoken about this. I swear by Allah, the mind, it gets, you can say, lost. What are the meanings of these kalamats? We don't even know the meaning of these kalamats. This is the favor of the mashayikh and the walis of Allah. Allah Ta'ala has given the ma'rifah, nainis, that what a great hikmah in these kalamats. The whole deen is in these kalamats. The whole deen. You'll be shocked. What a great kalamat this is. So recite these with the open heart. Subhanallah. Subhanallah. So my brothers, this is the discussion of today. May Allah Ta'ala give us the ability, for all of us, the tawfiq to practice on this. May Allah Ta'ala give us such beautiful habits. And habits, I'll repeat again. Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam stated that if you do a good deed, I remember the verse as well now, that a person who does a good deed, Allah Ta'ala gives 10 times over. Allah Ta'ala multiplies the reward 10 times. And how does Allah Ta'ala give? The tarteeb has been mentioned. So what is the importance of this verse? How much has been explained? Why is this being read? Why did this hadith come? For this reason, that when we do this amal, then according to that ayah, we'll get this many good deeds. That will be 2,500 good deeds. And we go to sleep, 2,500 good deeds will suppress all of our sins, crush them. And if this verse was not there, then we wouldn't get 2,500, then we'll get just that same number of rewards as what we do. But Allah, may we assign everything for the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, his shafqat, his love, his favor, that he delivered the secret to us. So recite Durood Sharif again once more. Well, Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina wa Mawlana Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallim. That how the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam gave ease to the ummah, gave a guaranteed reward that you are jannati, you'll go to paradise. Isn't it? So what do we need to do? Is that the two habits that have been told to us, prescribed to us, grab hold of them. One is after salah and one is while we're sleeping. Wa akhiru da'wahum anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Recite Durood Sharif.